Financial ratio analysis. Internally, an organization can analyze its own financial results. Analyzing the financial results of other organizations, such as suppliers or business partners, can be more difficult. The financial statements of publicly owned organizations are available for review. However, privately owned organizations are not required to publish financial statements. In some countries, financial statements may not be sufficiently regulated to be considered completely reliable. Another complication for organizations that are owned by large holding companies is that splitting off the financial information for just one subsidiary may require significant effort. Alternate or supplemental sources of financial information may be needed. Information from financial statements can be used to develop financial ratios, basically one value divided by another to provide a one-number assessment of some aspect of the organization's relative financial status. Your organization's financial professionals can create a set of ratios for your own organization and each publicly owned organization or private organization that voluntarily provides these data that you work with. You may need to interpret these ratios, at least to see when they are improving or getting worse. There are four major groups of ratios that can be of use in determining an organization's financial health. Liquidity ratios. Liquidity ratios measure how quickly certain assets can be converted into cash or how easily the organization can meet its short-term financial obligations. These ratios should be increasing or remaining steady if already high enough. An example of a liquidity ratio is the quick ratio, activity ratios. Activity ratios measure effective use of assets. These assets can be total assets, current assets, excludes long-term assets, or inventory. Turnover ratios should in general be increasing. Inventory turnover is an example of an activity ratio. If there was $100 in cost of goods sold, COGS, and $50 in inventory, then the ratio would be 2.0, and this would mean that inventory turned over twice in a year. However, inventory days outstanding must also be considered. This ratio counts how many days it takes to sell off all the inventory. For example, 365 seconds equals 182.5 days. This ratio should ideally be decreasing. Note that some organizations, such as retailers, use sales as the numerator for inventory turnover, while other organizations, such as those who sell products with price volatility, may use sales in units over a period as the numerator. Leverage ratios. Leverage ratios measure how much debt is being used to finance the business, and thus help to project whether the business is likely to meet its debt payments. Various types of debt divided by equity are better when they are lower from a solvency point of view. An example of a leverage ratio is current debt to equity. The interest coverage ratio, another leverage ratio, should be higher. This ratio shows how well the earnings of the business can cover its interest payments. Profitability ratios. Profitability ratios measure various types of return on investment. All of these ratios are better when they are higher. Net profit margin is an example. A 10% margin would mean that for every dollar earned, you get 10 cents of profit. Financial analysts can also look at a partner's financial market values or growth over time to see if they are getting more valuable or growing or the opposite.